6. To his brother Michael. March the 24th, 1845. You must have been burning with impatience for ever so long, dearest brother. The uncertainty of my situation prevented me from writing. I can give myself up to no employment when only uncertainty stares me in the face. Not that I have yet succeeded in regulating my affairs in any way, but despite this unsettled state of things, I will write to you, for it is so long since I have sent you a word. I got 500 rubles from the Moscow folk, but I had so many old and new debts that the money did not suffice for the printing. Still, it was not so bad. I could either go on credit for the printing, or else pay only half the household debts, but the novel was not ready. I had finished it in November, but in December I decided to alter it radically. I did so, and wrote it out fair again. Then in February I began once more to fiddle at it, polishing, cutting, adding. Towards the middle of March I was ready and satisfied with my work. But there arose a fresh obstacle. The censor wanted a whole month for the reading. It couldn't be done quicker. The officials at the censorship are said to be loaded down with work. I didn't know what to do, and asked for the manuscript back, for besides the 4 weeks for the censor, I had to reckon on 3 more for the printing. So at earliest the book would appear in May. That would have been too late. Then people began to urge me from all sides to send the novel to the Otechestvenniya Sapiski. It would have been madness. I should certainly have rued it. In the first place, they wouldn't have read the manuscript at all, or if they had, not for at least 6 months. They have enough manuscripts lying about without getting mine. And if they did print, I shouldn't get a penny for it, for that paper is a pure oligarchy. What do I want with fame when I'm writing for daily bread? I took a desperate resolve to wait a little longer and in the meantime incur fresh debts. Towards the beginning of September, when everyone will be in Petersburg sniffing about like bloodhounds for something new, I'll try, with my last kopeck, which probably won't nearly suffice, to get the book printed. If I published in a magazine, I should come under the yoke of not only the head maitre d'hôtel, but of all the kitchen wenches and urchins who swarm wherever culture is in the making. It's not a question of one dictator, but 20. While if I print the novel at my own expense, I may make my way by my own ability, and if the book is good, it won't be overlooked. It may even get me out of debt, and rescue me from anxiety about the means of subsistence. And now to those means of subsistence. You know well, dear brother, that I have been thrown on my own resources in that respect. But I have vowed to myself that, however hard it may go with me, I'll pull myself together, and in no circumstances will I work to order. Work done to order would oppress and blight me. I want each of my efforts to be incontrovertibly good. Just look at Pushkin and Gogol. Both wrote very little, yet both have deserved national memorials. Gogol now gets 1,000 rubles a printed page, while Pushkin had, as you know well, as much as a ducat a line of verse. Both, but particularly Gogol, bought their fame at the price of years of dire poverty. The old school is going to pieces, and the new school doesn't write, it scribbles. Talent is universally squandered in striving after a broad conception, wherein all one can discover is a monstrous inchoate idea and colossal muscular effort. There is hardly any real serious work in the business. Béranger said of the modern French feuilletonists that their work was like a bottle of Chambertin in a bucket of water. And our people are the same. Raphael worked for many years at each picture and lingered long over every detail, therefore he created masterpieces, gods grew under his brush. And today, Vernet gets a picture ready in a month, and each needs a huge room built expressly. The perspective is grandiose, the conception colossal, but there's not a ha'porth of serious work in the thing. They are all no better than house painters. I am really pleased with my novel. It is a serious and well-constructed work, but it has terrible shortcomings too. Seeing it in print will make up to me for everything else. Now, while I have as yet no new ideas, I should rather like to write something that would introduce me to the public, or even for the mere money's sake. Not that I should at all wish to write rubbish, but for anything really serious I need a lot of time. It is getting near the time, my dears, that I had hoped to spend with you all, but I shall not have the means, that is, the money, for it. I have decided to stay on in my old abode. For here I have, at any rate, a contract with the landlord, and need not worry myself about anything for 6 months. It's simply a case of my novel covering all. If I fail in this, I'll hang myself. I should like to have saved at least 300 rubles by August. I can have the book printed for that. But the rubles run about like crabs in every direction. I had about 400 worth of debts, including the new expenses and clothes. Now I'm decently dressed for at least 2 years. But I really will come to you anyhow. Write as soon as possible and say what you think about my staying on here. It is a crucial question. But what else can I do? You write that you are terrified of the resourceless future. But Schiller will set right all that, and besides, my novel may bring in something. Write soon. By the next post, I'll tell you all my decisions. Kiss the children from me, and greet Emily Fyodorovna, Michael Dostoevsky's wife. I often think of you all. Perhaps it will interest you to know what I do when I'm not writing. Well, I read. I read a great deal. And it has a curious effect on me. When I reread anything that I knew years ago, I feel fresh powers in myself. I can pierce to the heart of the book, grasp it entire, and from it draw new confidence in myself. Of the writing of plays, I don't want to know anything. To do one, I should need years of repose and hard study. It is easy enough, indeed, to write plays today. The drama is more like melodrama. Shakespeare disappears in the fog. He looks, amid the fumes of our wretched modern drama, like a god or a spectre of the Brocken. In the summer I shall, nevertheless, perhaps try again to write one. Just let us wait 2 or even 3 years. Brother, in literary matters, I'm not the same person that I was a couple of years ago. Then it was all childishness and folly. These 2 years of hard study have taken much from me and brought much to me. In the Invalide lately, I read in the feuilleton about the German writers who died of hunger, cold, or in a madhouse. They were 20 in all, and what names! Even still, it gives me the creeps. It's better to be a charlatan, really.